1, 2, 1.
You're listening to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380 and Team1380.net. Now back to Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Jet TD Morning After on Team 1380, 9 o'clock, one more hour to go on this program. Ticket Guy's email today coming up at 9:45. Get them in and get them in good. Producer Joe's birthday gala. Producer Joe, what is on the agenda tonight for you?
Not a whole lot, Tim. I got a doubleheader for my volleyball team, and then I'm going to go to bed.
What's the name of that, Tim? We got an email on it.
Yeah, it's not the name that was in the email.
Okay.
So when will you be celebrating your birthday in grand fashion?
Who celebrates birthdays?
Most people.
You're upset about this one, aren't you? It hurts a little.
No, it doesn't bother me at all. It's a birthday. Big deal.
No, it's not just a birthday. It's 30.
30 bills, Jack.
We'll celebrate on Saturday.
Inside STL Summerfest. There you go. Do it at Summerfest.
Summerfest.
We'll have all the great Americans there. We'll have them sing happy birthday to you. Can we do that?
Yeah, that'd be a little gay.
Perfect.
If you go to like TGI Fridays, they'll sing for you and bring you a little slice of pie.
If I weren't such a self-absorbed guy, I would have listened, known it was your birthday, Joe, and I would have got you a gift. I'll
be all right, Jim.
I should get you a gift.
No,
I know you'll be. You're going to be just fine, pal. I know this. But it'd be my way of saying, Joey, I appreciate everything you do.
Well, your words alone are enough for me, Jim.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks.
That was tender.
I think back to the time when we were hitting our stride at spring training. You and I were workout buddies. We drove over together. And then once we're back here, we never have that kind of quality time.
Well, we're both very busy. You know, you've got a family. I've got crap. We're both really busy.
Right. Puts it in perspective.
It does.
Well, it's sad. That's what it is.
And I think it's not sad. It's a celebration. He turned 30. He's all grown up and he's all grown up.
Yep. Sweet.
So, producer Joe's going to play volleyball tonight for his 30th birthday. Fine.
Yeah, just another day.
All right.
What about going out and getting yourself a delicious shrimp cocktail?
Ooh.
Huh?
That's what I do.
The jumbo ones, big ones. Yeah.
Squirt a little lemon juice on there. You like that, don't you, Doug?
I love jumbo shrimp cocktail.
God, yes. Joey?
Of course.
Maybe someone will bring one by. You never know.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah.
Bring by a shrimp cocktail, if you would, to Team 13A. We're located on the landing. Give me producer Joe. Wish him a happy 30th birthday. That would be a lovely gesture, wouldn't it?
Would you eat raw seafood if someone just brought it right on the street?
No, but we'd let Joe eat it.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
I'm going to that Green Day concert tonight.
Yeah, that's got trade.
Yep. You wouldn't go to that, producer Joe?
No. I got a doubleheader. Busy night.
I saw a bunch of the Green Day entourage.
They were there last night. Yeah. Trey Cool throughout the first
pitch.
And
it's funny to me because you see, like, the guy with the tight T-shirt and the spiked leather wristbands and the tats and everything, and he's walking along with two kids. Mom looks like a normal wife. It's kind of weird. It's like...
Why do you have to be a little out there like that to be in a band? Why can't you just look like a normal guy and be in a band?
I don't know, Doug. It's a good question because it seemed like... I don't know if it was a guy in the band. I can't identify any Green Day guys except for maybe the lead singer.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
It seemed like
self-identified bisexual, by the way.
Interesting.
Yeah. It seemed to me that someone either
bisexual.
Excuse me.
Dudes can't be bisexual. You're either gay or you're not. There's no in between.
What about girls?
Yes, of course.
Huh.
So did you just talk yourself out of that argument, Joe?
No, girls can be bisexuals. Dudes can't. Dudes are gay or straight. One of the two. You don't play both sides. You're gay.
So you think Billy Joe is gay?
He's not bisexual.
But he is married with a couple of children.
He's gay. Beard.
He's got a beard that makes him gay.
That's fine. You can't be bisexual if you're a dude. It's just not possible.
Hmm. All right.
You're not getting an argument from Doug.
No, I don't know. I have no experience in that area.
My point was, you see the rock and rollers, though, and they're, you know, crazy rock guys, yet they're guys with kids walking along and the wife's there. They're probably figuring out on the internet how to get the VIP passes at Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Extra
That's
50
what I
bucks.
Do. I bring it all it. Back. I bring it all back.
Yeah, well, Green Day, that was well played, sir. Okay. Green Day is, you know, those guys are probably in their late 30s by now. I think that Billy Joe's like 37 or 38.
All he's tatted up.
Bisexual. And looking at the boys and the girls. Looking to go smooching either way.
I guess you double your odds that way.
You do.
Huh. So but if you're bisexual and you're married, I would say the bisexual part doesn't factor in. If you're in a committed relationship,
you can just look at dudes and wish.
Oh,
well, what?
Look at dudes and wish.
Can't they just look at dudes and wish them luck? How about that? Is that all right, Doug?
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah, wish you luck.
Dudes can't be bisexual. Producer Joe on his 30th birthday. Words to live by.
Well, he's got wisdom now with all his years.
I thought you said John Mayer was bisexual, Joe.
No, I said John Mayer was gay.
Oh.
Rascal Flatts, too. Together.
And you would fight them if they were here.
Yep. That'd be a hell of a birthday present.
That'd be quite a scrap there, boy.
What, the opportunity to fight Rascal Flatts?
Yes.
The lead singer or the whole group?
Start with the lead singer.
Start with him and then go right on down the line.
Would you fight all of them at once if you had the chance?
I'd start punching as many as I could. These guys suck, man.
They haven't done anything to you.
Made crappy music for everyone.
They've made hit songs.
So did Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You don't want to fight them.
Rascal Flatts sucks, dude. Seriously.
Your thoughts on Rascal Flatts? Welcome to Morning After at Team1380.net. It's always exciting on Tuesdays around here because we have the WWE recap.
It is exciting.
Producer Joe, you were flying back from San Francisco last night. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it. I'm sure you got up early, though, to watch it on the TV.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Got up. The exciting news is that Raw will be here next week.
Ooh, you invited me and Anna Marie to go and sit in a suite next week. Joe somehow has access to a luxury suite for Raw.
Oh, what a treat.
It'll be awesome.
Who's going? I got that text like randomly on a Saturday afternoon. Do you want to
I was at an Athletica game and...
And that's
invited?
Where suites are professional wrestling.
That's where business gets done.
So yeah, Raw's going to be here next week. And
who's in the suite?
Some people with the Athletica.
Hope going?
I don't know. I have no idea. But next week's guest host is going to be Freddie Prinze Jr. Apparently.
Freddie Prinze Jr. hasn't done anything since the 90s.
That summer catch was one hell of a film.
He was also in the classic She's All That.
He was in a
screenplay, 98.
He was in a television show with Brian Austin Green that lasted about half a season.
Well, I'd take the under on that half a season.
But he'll be here to host Raw next week.
Wow, they brought the big heavy hitters for the St. Louis.
Yes, they did.
2 weeks ago was Jeremy Piven. A week before that was Shaq. We get Freddie Prinze Jr. in St. Louis. I'm sure he's got something to pitch. That's why he's doing it, or he's just available.
Why do they need a guest host?
Yeah,
because that's the
everybody's
new hook.
On vacation. That's my guess.
Well, that's the new hook. Is what can we do to draw in viewers? Ah, we'll have a special guest.
Freddie
host.
Prinze Jr.
Which brings last night's Raw. Last night's guest host. Well, must have been some sort of scheduling conflict because Sergeant Slaughter was your guest host last night.
No, there's a real ratings draw. I'm sure all kinds of people who otherwise wouldn't watch wrestling tuned in to hear what Sergeant Slaughter had to say.
His mic work wasn't very good, and that brings us to the WWE clip.
Hold on a second, not before I get the sponsorship in.
Yeah, what are you doing?
The wrestling recap is brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises.
Okay.
Jim Hayes Enterprises bringing people together for nearly 6 months.
Well, sure.
And proud to support your St. Louis Blues as they prepare for
unity,
the upcoming
unity,
season.
Unity, unity.
Jim Hayes Enterprises salutes all the great athletes in the NHL, like Michael Camilleri and Matthew Schneider.
Yeah, go.
Jim Hayes Enterprises. Let's go, go,
what were
go.
Those
go,
two
go.
Names again?
Matthew Camilleri.
Italian guy.
And Matthew Schneider.
Oh, there you go.
Matthew Camilleri is...
Let's bring it all together. All right. Who's in? Let's go.
So that's
go,
great.
Go,
it's an,
go.
It's an Italian, and I don't know the ethnicity of the other gentleman. Seems like there's a possibility
of... Why do we have to
of,
dissect everything?
So that was they're a Catholic just, and maybe a
Look at
a
you.
Methodist?
Just, you know, both guys have Jewish mothers, but I mean...
I beg your pardon.
That was just...
I beg your pardon.
What?
So this is the same
yes,
stuff
they're
as
both
the previous
They're
the same
both
as
NHL
previous
players,
weeks.
Yes.
So this is a salute to your religion.
Who said anything
others?
About religion? It's about the NHL. We're saluting your St. Louis Blues and a couple
but
of players.
But only these two
Jewish
players.
Players like meaning all players. They have skates, don't they?
But especially these
Let's get
two.
Out there, hit the ice. And you know what, people? Let's root for them together. You like football. You like baseball. You like basketball. You like... Let's go, go, go. It's Jewish athletes in the front. Let's go.
What?
Right there, I caught something. I swear.
We tried to sneak it in.
It was like that ghost in Three Men and a Baby. We got to go back and make sure we saw what we saw and we heard what we heard.
Nearly all the players
Jewish
are
athletes,
Catholic
not many
or
of you to the front. Let's go. There's only three. Let's go.
It just doesn't seem like it doesn't seem right.
Producer Joe, what happened?
So last night's Raw took place in Calgary, which is the home of the former WWE champion Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh yeah, the Hart
he got
Foundation.
Sideways. He got sideways with that Vince McMahon. I saw that documentary.
Did not end well for Bret the Hitman Hart. But Sergeant Slaughter came out midway through the show and kind of let the fans know who might be coming out to have a word with them.
Listen up, guys. I just want to thank you all for being such great sports tonight. I know I had my fun poking at Canada and Canadians, but the simple truth is that we're all part of one great place, and that place is the WWE Universe. Doesn't matter what country you're from, we're all part of one WWE Universe.
Sarge's not very popular.
But now, talking of my appreciation, I'd just like to bring out a very special guest, someone you haven't seen in quite a long time, and I thought... Tonight, especially here in Calgary, it'll be a great time to bring him back. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
Who is it?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan!
Oh, he pulled a switcheroo! He pulled a switcheroo!
Hello, ratings. Hacksaw Jim Duggan came out. Is that the guy with the 2x4?
Yeah, I think he might be touched.
Sergeant Slaughter's got to be, what, 70?
At least.
It seemed like he had some denture slippage.
Yeah, at least
75.
Yeah,
the ladies and gentlemen didn't flow right off the...
Great time to bring him back. So, ladies and gentlemen,
oh, he hurt
please.
Himself. So that was it. That's supposed to get the crowd revved up. Here comes another old wrestler. Wow, this is great. That's it. That's the best they can do for a guest host. 75-year-old Sergeant Slaughter. Trashing Canada. Man, that's a real hot button issue. You start to trash Canada, we will not stand for that. Please.
You can't wait to go home. No, you kids go to the pool. I'll just stay here and I'm going to do a little caulking. As soon as they leave, they never leave. Now I can go up to the attic and have some of my pudding.
What does that have to do with the WWE recap?
You're a little too angry at it. They gave the old guy a shot.
It was a lousy premise. I know what I'll do. I'll come out and I'll make fun of Canada. Wow, that's funny. That's quite a gag there. Canada's like Wisconsin. It's part of this country. We don't care. Nobody cares.
Well, you better not say that around that Kelly Chase.
I mean, it's like the United States. We're not mad at Canada for any reason. Are we?
Cat, you are.
Why would he pick Canada is what he's going to pick at?
And like some of their activities in terms of their bison control.
Bison control issues.
Yeah.
I don't think they have bison up there, do they?
Yeah. Exit poll question. Who would you rather have host, Sergeant Slaughter or Freddie Prinze Jr.?
They're both awful.
Who would you like, Doug?
I don't want either one of those guys.
You like that Zsa Zsa Gabor.
She's
That'd be
a better?
Dish. Va-va-va-voom.
Way back in the 50s, va-va-va-voom. Ava Gabor, twin sister, va-va-va-voom.
You wouldn't mind
the
taking...
The Gabor sisters, that'd be a nice touch.
You wouldn't mind taking those two over to the malt shop?
I saw the other day Soupy Sales is still alive. He'd be nice. Bill Cullen, Dirt Napping, can't get him.
Soupy Sales, the worst. He was not funny.
He threw a lot of pies in his early days. That was his humor. Here's a pie in the face. Let me do this for the 800th time and see if you still think it's funny.
No way. You said he'd be. You just said he would be a good guest.
I'll make a whole career out of this. I'd like to see him now. He's probably younger than Sergeant Slaughter.
Joe wants to talk about the WWE recap.
All right. What about Shawn Michaels kicked his boss in the chin and kicked that poor little girl also?
He did what
about it? What about it?
That was kind of funny when he kicked his boss, and after that, then he kicked that little girl.
That was good. You know what I like? I like the desert scene. You like the desert scene?
Yeah.
Yeah. No self-esteem.
One of the wrestlers kicked he kicked a little girl.
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah. He kicked a little girl because the girl was back. So my daddy's is the vice president. And he's gonna fire you, and kick the girl.
That's despicable.
Hey, Joe?
Yep.
Joe?
Yeah?
Just a little info for you. Yeah. We don't even watch it. It's not even a real sponsorship. And this show is awful. Just if you didn't know.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think what Joe is referring to is WWE is bringing back DX.
The Generation X is coming back.
Would that be?
That would be Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, and... The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Nice.
He delivered the sweet chin music.
To whom?
To his boss and to a sweet little girl.
So he really did kick a little girl last night?
Well, yes.
And that wasn't part of the recap?
Well, I was looking for some good audio from it, but Shawn Michaels kicking a little girl, there's not really a whole bunch.
So really part of the storyline last night was him kicking a little girl?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
But the guy calling in, like we're really dissecting
he thought we missed the
WWE,
lead.
WWE, yeah. And you did see how the self-esteem test works now.
You brought up the desert scene. Yeah, and he agreed to it. Was there a desert scene last night?
No, I missed
that. Yeah, so there you go. You got
no self-esteem.
I was flying.
Is a little girl okay?
I don't know, Doug. That'll probably be a future storyline. She'll wrestle against Hornswoggle. And...
Ooh, nice. I like that, Hornswoggle. Yeah.
Would you like Joey? Would you like to see Soupy Sales as a guest host?
Yes.
More so than Freddie Prinze Jr.
Well, we're going to get an opportunity to see Freddie Prinze Jr. So, I don't know. Maybe Brian Austin Green will come along and... That really tall, lanky kid that lived in his house during Summer Catch, and maybe Jessica Biel will be there as well.
Matthew Lillard?
That's who it was.
You saw Summer Catch?
Oh, sure.
Did you kind of like it?
Yeah, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
Wasn't necessarily good.
Yeah, for women. It's a movie for women.
Can't wait to go to...
Isn't it?
It was probably more of a romantic comedy, trying to appeal to guys by making it about baseball. That'd be my guess.
Mm-hmm. Chick flick.
Prinze is king, it says on the front of the WWE website.
Prinze is king.
Following the combat boot steps of WWE Hall of Famer Sergeant Slaughter as famed actor Freddie Prinze, famed actor.
He's probably made $30 million in his career.
Freddie Prinze Jr., who will be in St. Louis live to serve as the next celebrity guest host of Monday Night Raw, a lifelong dream fulfilled for the star. That's going to be huge.
What do tickets cost for those things? Are they expensive? Can't be too expensive.
You get the crowd they get. You get the good ones for your family. They're a little pricier.
So you get to the front of the line, though.
Yeah.
That way you can hold up a sign and be on TV.
I'm not paying an extra $50 a piece to sit close. I'm not going at all. What am I talking about?
Take little Johnny.
I'm not going.
Johnny's a good boy.
I went once about 8 years ago with neighbors who had tickets. He took his kid, I took my... There was not 1 second of entertainment value in the entire show.
Did the kid enjoy it?
The people watching in the crowd was pretty good.
Did the kid enjoy it?
Oh, not so much, no.
Really? Little Johnny wouldn't want to go?
No, I don't think so.
Take little Johnny.
No.
It's a good kid.
You can sit in the luxury suite instead of me, my better half.
I think I'm going to pass.
Doug, you know what you do? You let your kid enjoy, you smuggle in a big thing of Pringles.
Why don't you take your son? Why don't you raise him right?
It's a little too violent.
And introduce him to wrestling at the age of 4 months.
It's a little too early to do that. But you better believe once he turns a year, I'll be at the WWE
right
events.
No,
but I'll always be smuggling in the can of Pringles. I'll be like, Tyler, you enjoy the show? I'll just sit back and enjoy these Pringles. Hope it's over. Did you enjoy it, son? Good for you. Let's get out of here. Buy a malt on the way home. That's how you do it.
So Pringles and a malt in pro wrestling?
Yep.
Well, you'd fit right in with the rest of the crowd then.
What do you mean?
They eat a lot. It looks like they eat quite a bit.
Yes, Ron.
Hey, guys, just to clear something up with the whole Shawn Michaels thing, I don't watch it, but my kids were watching it. They're 14 and 11, and they love it. But and so it was on, and I saw it. And the little girl was not a sweet little girl. She was really annoying and bossy and kind of a pain in the butt. And after
so she
Shawn
had it
Michaels
coming.
Kicked his his boss and then quit his job, the little girl was still being mouthy. So he walked up to the little girl, got down. They looked at each other nose to nose. She said something. And then the camera panned away from her, so you didn't actually see him kick the little girl. You just saw a bunch of stuff go flying, so they implied that he kicked her, but he didn't actually kick her. You didn't see anything.
Okay.
Good, so it's still a classy show.
Oh, the show is trash.
What? Oh. Cut that off.
The show is trash. I don't know where he was going with that.
Hmm. So the child was never kicked, so we didn't miss the big story.
No. I suspect what happened is when they panned off the wrestler, they just acted like the girl.
No,
that's what I think.
Joe, dump
happened
out of that. This is a sponsored segment. Don't let Doug. Damn it. Okay, we got it.
That was a little peek behind the curtain.
The Wrestling Recap is brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises. Jim Hayes Enterprises is bringing people together for nearly 6 months and proud to support your St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
As they prepare for the upcoming season. Jim Hayes Enterprises players salutes like all Walt, the great athletes in the NHL.
Chris Mason.
No, I just have like Michael Camilleri and Matthew Schneider.
Huh. Players like them. It could be anyone. He'd just throw those two.
Just two
yeah,
random
go,
names
go,
out there.
Go, go, go.
Sounds like one's Italian and one's Jewish. That's it. So that is
both Jewish mothers. But it doesn't matter.
Jewish mothers. That makes them Jewish. If your
doesn't
mother's
matter.
Jewish, you're Jewish.
Jim Hayes Enterprises, let's go, go, go. They make it possible every week.
There's quite a few Jewish wrestlers, aren't there?
Is that right?
Yeah, oh, I would think week. Goldberg. How about him, huh?
Is he still wrestling?
I don't think so. I think he's doing something with, like, MMA.
It couldn't hack it, I guess.
Huh. He was undefeated for a while.
Doug, he won the belt from Hulk Hogan at the Georgia Dome.
Yeah.
Well, why did he quit?
Grew out of the business.
He won a belt from Hulk.
I suspect he couldn't hack it.
He won a belt from Hulk Hogan. You bought a belt.
He probably got slapped around by like a Baptist wrestler.
You bought a belt at Kohl's. You understand what I'm saying? I think you do.
Huh.
John Mozeliak will join us on the other side of the commercial break. Then we have the Ticket Guy's email today. It's what they call big doings because we have two passes to see ESPN's X Games 3D, the movie, on Tuesday, August 18th at Ronnie's 20s, Cine/Talkies. And two passes to Six Flags, Jack. How about that? Six Flags St. Louis offers a heart-pounding lineup of roller coasters. The Boss, the Screaming Eagle, the Ninja, the Black Belt of roller coasters, Mr. Freeze, and of course, the Batman ride. Everyone pays kids' prices, $31 plus tax at Schnucks locations, and two VIP passes, which will include all of your drinks, to the InsideSTL.com Summerfest this Saturday at Bar 101 in Soulard. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you, John Mozeliak. In the next segment, it's the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.